I'm Catherine from Lifehouse Tokyo, and my husband and I moved here almost 4 years ago because we had a big heart for Japan and we wanted to be a part of what God is doing. We so love being part of the Lifehouse community and excited about all the amazing things happening in this season. Wherever you are watching from today, I want to say a big warm welcome to you. Remember that you can subscribe to our channel, you can like, you can share, you can comment, and this helps us to reach into more homes, in more cities, in more countries. So let's share this good news together. I'm really excited to share a word with you that's been encouraging me in this season, and I'm trusting it's going to encourage you too. So I'm going to pray for us, and let's dive into the message. Thank you, Lord, that you want to speak to everybody listening today. I pray that you encourage them and empower them to live this life you've called them to. In Jesus' name, amen. So my husband and I have been married now for almost 12 years. And for our honeymoon, we went to a country in Africa called Mozambique. It has really beautiful beaches. It's kind of like Hawaii, but for people on a budget. So just imagine this. It's miles and miles of white sand beaches, turquoise clear oceans, amazing sea life. And we had booked a resort, a really fancy resort, a catamaran ride, all these amazing things. There was only one problem. I couldn't see a thing. I had lost my contact lenses along the way somewhere, and without them, I'm really blind. And we were in a rural area, so I couldn't go pop into an optometrist or an eye doctor. This really impacted my experience because I missed a lot because I couldn't see. And I think how we see things, our vision and our perspective can really have a big impact on our journey and our experience. And so the title of this message today is, What Can You See? Obstacles or opportunities? I know that in every season, we have amazing God-given opportunities. Yes, there are obstacles, but I think with the right lenses, with the right perspective, we can take hold of the opportunities that God has for us. I really love this scripture in Ephesians 5, 16 to 17. It says, make the most of every opportunity. Make the best use of time because the days are evil. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. I love it. The Bible encourages us that in every season, there are opportunities to do good, opportunities to love, to serve, to grow, to overflow in joy and flourish. So I think we just need the right perspective to see that we have these God-given opportunities in this season. And today I want to use the story. It's an account of David and Goliath, and you can find it in the book of 1 Samuel 17 in the Bible. Maybe you've heard of it before. It's the story about a young shepherd boy who defeats a giant. So a little bit about the story. There was the nation of Israel, and they were in a battle against the Philistine army. And the Philistines had a champion, a giant called Goliath, who was big and strong. And he was calling the nation of Israel to a duel. And whoever would win that fight, they would be the winner that would take it all. So it was a really like hectic battle. And this Goliath was like harassing and taunting the people of Israel. But while many people saw an obstacle or saw a giant, David saw opportunities. So I think there's some things in this story that can encourage us in this season. So here's some points from 1 Samuel 17. I want to encourage you with this. The first thing is opportunity is knocking. I think that there are opportunities that we have every day, but maybe we fail to recognize them because they don't look how we expected them to look. Maybe we think they look small and we were hoping for something bigger or larger, but I want to encourage you with what's in your hand right now. So this is what David did. He was the youngest of 8 sons. His three older brothers had gone into this war with Goliath, but David was young, and so he had to stay at home, and he had to look after the family business, which was looking after sheep. So David wasn't even in the army. He was nowhere near the front line where this big battle was happening, but David was faithful with this opportunity. And his dad asked him to bring some bread and some cheese to his brothers on the front line and to bring a report back on how they were doing. So I just love this. He's faithful with what his dad asks him to do. And being faithful with this, looking after the sheep and being kind of Uber Eats, leads him to bigger opportunities. It leads him to frontline opportunities. So maybe you think you're waiting for something else, but it's right there in your hand. I really believe that we don't lack opportunities. We just lack the perspective. We need the right focus to see what God has given us. In my own life, I've seen this example. When we moved to Japan, I had all these ideas in my head about what it was going to look like, all the different adventures and things that we would do, all for God's kingdom. And you know what? We've had amazing adventures. But also, I spend my Monday to Friday with three-year-old preschoolers, Japanese preschoolers. I love it. Don't get me wrong. They are so cute, but also really, really busy, and it can be quite challenging sometimes. And I remember sitting there and thinking, oh Lord, this is not what I expected. This is not how I imagined that this was going to be. But in my journaling time, Jesus changed my perspective and encouraged me that the future of the world is in my classroom today. And every day I have the opportunity to bless, to serve, to love the future generations of Japan. That's an opportunity. That's a big opportunity. I just needed to have different lenses. So I want to encourage you, what lenses are you looking at? What's in your hand right now? So, like I said, the Philistines had challenged the Israelites to a battle, and this giant Goliath would come out. He did this for 40 days, every morning and every evening, and he would mock and challenge the Israelites, and he would like just mock and insult their gods and their God. And they were quaking in their boots. They were really, really scared. Nobody wanted to volunteer to fight this giant. And so David, he brings his brothers some bread and some cheese, and he hears all of this that's going down. And let's take a look at 1 Samuel 17. As soon as the Israelite army saw him, that's Goliath, they began to run away in fright. "Have you seen this giant?" the men asked. "He comes out each day to defy Israel. The king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. He will give that man one of his daughters for a wife, and the man's entire family will be exempted from paying taxes." So this brings me to my next point, is can you see the reward? Do you have your eye on the prize? We read here that the reward catches David's attention. It's an amazing reward, right? It's like he can get a wife and his whole family will be exempted from taxes. So David, he's so excited about this. He keeps asking people to repeat that just to make sure. He's like, "What's the reward? Please remind me again." And David volunteers. He sees this as an opportunity and he volunteers to fight Goliath. This was an opportunity for God to show his power and for a reward. So yes, there are big giants. Yes, there are obstacles in our path. But you know what? With God on our journey, with Jesus by our side, there are amazing rewards and victories and opportunities on the other side of obstacles. I really love the example that Jesus sets for us. In Hebrews, we can read about it. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. It says this, "And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne." Wow, I love this. Jesus, he endured the cross, just the shame of it. It was traumatic. It was a really heavy day. It was so much, but Jesus endured it. And you know why he endured this? It says because of the joy set before him. Jesus had his eye on the prize. And you know what the prize was? It was you and me. We were the prize. He did this all for us. I'm just so thankful that Jesus did this for us. Jesus did this for me. It changed my life. How exciting. I love that Jesus is our undefeated champion. You know, the Philistine army, they had their champion, but we have Jesus, our champion, our great and mighty champion, and he's conquered it all for us. This is so exciting. I'm so thankful for this good news. My next point is that there are opportunities in every season. So in 1 Samuel 17:26, but when David's older brother Eliab heard David talking to the men, he was angry. "What are you doing around here anyway?" he demanded. "What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle." And I want to encourage you, don't be discouraged by negative words around you. Maybe it's negative words or voices of other people who don't think you have what it takes. Or maybe it's yourself. Maybe your insecurities or some excuses are clouding your perspective to see the opportunities that you have right now. If we look at David, it was like he was too young. He didn't have the right experience. He didn't have the right weapons. But you know what? This was his opportunity. Maybe you find yourself in saying things like, "One day when I'm older, one day when I'm married, one day when I have a better job and more money, then I will have better opportunities." But I think this living with a one day mindset can cloud our vision, and we don't see the opportunities that we have here and now, because every season has new opportunities from God. Next is an opportunity for God's power. While some people saw the might and the strength of the giant David, he saw an opportunity for God to display his glory and his power. I mean, look at it. There's a shepherd boy with just a slingshot and stones. That's the weapons of a shepherd. And there's a giant with armor and a sword and a seasoned fighter. And yet God used David. He used something unlikely to display his glory and his power. And this is so exciting. David says this to the giant. David replies to the Philistines, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and then I will give the dead bodies of your men for the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." How incredible is that? David looked at God's strength, God's power, what God could do. And I want to ask you, are you looking at how big your God is? Or do you maybe just feel overwhelmed with the giants? I love this. David said, "Today the world will know how big God is." And this battle wasn't going to be won in the way that people would think, with swords and spears, but God's power. God was in charge of this battle. And just with one sling from his slingshot, David lands a stone in Goliath's forehead. The giant comes crashing down. David cuts off his head, and Israel has a mighty victory that day. I believe that when we say yes to the opportunities God gives us, when we see them, God will use that to display his glory and his power for the world. There's a world out there that needs to see how powerful Jesus is, how good he is, how miraculously he is. And when we take hold of those opportunities, the world will see how big God is. I love this. This is so exciting. We've seen this in Lifehouse, right, where we're surrounded by kind of obstacles in this time of pandemic. And yet, in this time, God has chosen to show his glory and his power, right, because we have 9,000 people watching us, watching the YouTube channel. We have people connected in connect groups. We have planted new online sites. We have salvations. We have baptisms. Wow, God is working. This is so amazing. What an opportunity we have to display God's power. And maybe you're feeling afraid at the giants. I want to encourage you today that your God is big and you are on the winning team. Isn't that encouraging? Your God is bigger than any obstacle. Jesus, he overcame every obstacle. He's the undefeated champion. He overcame it all, and we are on the winning team. Don't be afraid. God is with you. Here are some things that can help us to change and shape our perspective so that we can see what God sees in this time. first thing that can help us is journaling. So this is reading God's word and asking God, what do you want to say to me today? And writing it down. It's so amazing. God speaks to us. And we know that faith comes from hearing the word of God. When God speaks to us, fear leaves and faith comes into our hearts. And his word changes the way we think. It changes the lenses we view the world. It's so amazing what happens when we're journaling. And the next thing that can help shape our lenses is simple prayer. One of the things that I have been doing is asking God every day. I say, God, today is a new day and there are new opportunities today. Please help me to take hold of them. I love it. Like, it's just a simple prayer like that. And I think maybe if you're feeling guilt or shame or heaviness, shake it off. From maybe you think, oh, I've had some missed opportunities there. I didn't take hold of that opportunity. Oh, I feel so like ashamed or heavy. Shake that off. Today is a new day with new opportunities. And Ephesians encourages us that God prepares good works in advance for you to do. God has prepared good works for today for you to do. Just a simple prayer. Let's ask him to that we can see what he sees. Next is community. I love being a part of such a community of faith. Hey, right, in times where we're surrounded by discouraging words, we need people around us who are going to remind us about what the rewards are. David kept on asking, what's the reward? What's the reward? He wanted it to be repeated, right, so he could remember it. I think community does that for us. When we're on an online church or in a connect group, our friends can encourage us. This is what God is saying. Remember what God can do. Remember how big God is. So I think it's so great that we can be a part of a community that's going to help us remember what God says. And also, I think we're so privileged to be part of a community where we have leaders that have such vision and hope for the future. Their leaders, Pastor Rod and Viv, they see the opportunities in the season and they're leading us just like with such joy and faith. And we get to be a part of this. How amazing. So, you know, these are some things that can help us. And if any of this is new to you, know, we have some people who would love to help you on your journey, help you to grow in journaling, help you to pray. So I know if you look in the links down below, there'll be some people who want to help you on this journey. And I'm so encouraged by what the writer of Hebrews says to us. He says, fix your eyes on Jesus. I think that's one of the best things that shapes our perspective in this time, is when we fix our eyes on Jesus, then, you know, we realize that the obstacles are small in comparison to our great, amazing God. So let's fix our eyes on Jesus. What an amazing example he is for us. Aren't you excited that Jesus is with you in this time? It's so exciting. I want to encourage us. Let us be a people who fix our eyes on Jesus and see the opportunities in this season with lenses of faith, because we want the world to know how big and how amazing our God is, right? I'm excited to hear the testimonies that are going to come out of this time. And so I feel like we can respond in two ways today to this message that I've shared. The first thing I want to do is pray for us. I want to pray that God helps us to see things the way that he sees them. So I'm going to pray for us now. Lord, thank you that you are triumphant. You are the champion. Jesus, you are bigger than anything. And I pray that our eyes will be fixed on you, on the truth of your promises. I pray you give us your lenses to see the opportunities we have in front of us for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I also don't want you to miss this opportunity. If you want to make a decision to follow Jesus, to invite him into your life, to walk your everyday with him in an amazing, abundant life full of purpose. Remember earlier I was saying that Jesus, he is the ultimate giant slayer. Did you know that? The ultimate giant slayer, bigger than David. He slayed the giants of our sin, of our shame, of death, of sickness, of hopelessness. And he is victorious. And we who follow him can live in this reward, all the rewards of this battle that Jesus won. we as Christ followers, we can live in that victory, live a life of victory, live in this great reward. And if this is you today and you want to be on the winning team with Jesus, you want to say, God, I believe you can fight my battles. I believe in your victory. You can make this decision to follow Jesus today. And you can pray this simple prayer with me. Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Thank you so much. It's so good. I feel so excited and encouraged as I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus. And I know in this season, we're going to have so many God opportunities, so many stories to tell of this great and glorious God we serve. Thank you for watching.